Blog Talk Radio.
In your hands, Lord, I
I've made my decision. Surrender to you, the healer that I need. And take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn to pieces. Here's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. And take me to the King. And take me to the King. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, thank you. Stella Hilton. Amen, 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 amen. All the way from Houston, Texas. I thank you, 16-year-old. Amen, amen. Praising and worship leader. Amen, amen. Just thank God for you. Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry welcomes you. Amen. We are so glad, so delighted. Amen. To see that you have come to worship with us this afternoon, this evening. Amen. So we thank you. Amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. I am your host, Evangelist Zadie Alford, and along with my co-host, my husband, L.C. Alford. Amen, amen. He's having a little problem with his voice this evening. So have I been having kind of coughing a little bit still, but we just thank God, amen. Amen, amen, to still be able to come, amen, and to carry out the instruction that we had given. Just thank you, Father. Once again, amen, for each and every one. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is reaching out, amen, 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 to the lost. Amen. Mm-hmm. Somebody may be lost this evening, amen. Maybe feeling like outcasted. Maybe feeling maybe hurting or lonely or depressed or oppressed. Amen. We are reaching out, amen, amen. We don't take it for granted that God, amen, 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 has allowed us, amen, amen, to come together to reach out and have compassion and concern. Amen, 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 amen. And he told us, amen, that we haven't always been where we are today. Amen. It was once we felt that way one time. We felt lost, mm-hmm. and lonesome and depressed and oppressed. We felt that way at one time. But God, amen, someone, amen, ministered, labored with us in love. Amen, in the word of God, and thank God, amen, amen. So Jesus, amen, went to the Samaritan, amen, amen, and met a woman at the well. Amen, amen. She was feeling that way. Amen, feeling that way, amen, but she met Jesus. Oh, my God, and that's what we want to do. We want to introduce people to Jesus, amen. We want you to know, amen, that you can come to Jesus. Bring it all to Jesus. Come to him. He said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the kind of God that says, amen, amen, amen. So we just thank God once again. Amen, amen. And due to my husband being, amen, a little unable to exercise his voice as well, I'm going to, amen, I'm going to read some opening scriptures here. Amen, from Proverbs, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 3rd verse. And our theme for today is honor thy mother and thy father. Honor thy mother amen. And thy father. Amen, amen. And so, amen, the Lord put these scriptures in my spirit. Amen, amen. Beginning at the 3rd verse, and it reads, for I too once was my father's son, tenderly loved as mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my command, and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her, and she will honor you. Amen. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. Amen, amen. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long life, long good life. Amen, amen, amen. A long good life. Amen, amen. This is the word of God coming from Proverbs, the fourth chapter, 3 through 10 verses. Amen, amen. We thank you, Lord, for your word, God. Father God, we just thank you for there is a word for your people. There's a word for your children on today. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to come together one more time, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we all come with a mind, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, to elevate one another, oh, Father God, to encourage one another, to encourage and pray and bless our young people, oh, God, encouraging them the more, oh, God, to come and hear the word of God. Come and hear the word of God today. Go and hear the word of God tomorrow. Oh, hear the word of God. Get wisdom. Oh, get understanding. Get knowledge. Amen, amen. That we'll know how to walk, oh, in this narrow way. While we're walking in this way, we have to know. God wants us to know his will. He wants us to know his way. Jesus said in John, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. We don't have life aside apart from Jesus. Amen. We don't know the way. We can't know the way if we don't know his word, if we don't get wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Amen. From his word, we will not know the way. Yes, we'll be led by the wrong people. We'll be influenced by the wrong spirit. Amen, amen. My children, he said, listen, listen, listen. Children, listen. Children, listen and obey. Oh, my God, and you will have long life and good life. Amen, and this is what every parent desires for their children. Amen. So we just praise God on this evening. Pray, dear God, that everyone is just be blessed as they come forth and bless others as they come. And right now we'll just say thank you. And the assembly said amen, amen.
Amen.
Available. Thank you, Lord. Oh, somebody ought to thank him this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh, 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 Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord. Amen. Amen. And we'll go right into the children's corner. Amen. We want to know if we have any children with us today. Amen. We want to know if we have any children on the corner with us today. Amen. 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 Let me ask you, Sister Bree. Sister Bree, are you on the line? Bree Cryer, are you on the line? She informed me earlier that she was going out to dinner, but she wanted to be on the line. So I was checking to see if Bree Cryer is on the line. If not, we'll move forward. Amen, amen. We'll let So Zaya come with a song. And I think she want to sing "Let Us Break Bread Together." Amen.
Amen.
Time, baby.
Let us break bread together, all I need. Let us break bread together, all I need. With that love, all I need. With my hands to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink together, all I need. Let us drink wine together, all I need. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together, all I need. Let us praise God together, all I need. When I fall on my knees, with my face to rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Zaya. Amen. Zaya is here in Hammond, Louisiana. Amen, 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 amen. Did Briquier, did you come on yet? Briquier. Amen, amen. Then we're going to be favored. What's your name?
Zaylee.
Zaylee. Okay, come forward, Zaylee.
I've decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. To follow, no turning back. No more doors. Till I will follow. No more doors. Till I will follow. No. Turning back, the behind the coffee, the before the world behind the coffee for the turning back. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
Let us break bread together. Amen. 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 Thank you. They is here in Tampa, Louisiana. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask again, is Briquier come to the cone yet? Can she come to the cone yet? Amen. So we are going to have Zaylee. Not Zaylee, but Zaylee. Who is Zaylee?
Pray of a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, and he will not depart of it.
Amen, 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 amen.
Are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children.
Proverbs 17 and 6. Amen, amen. He read, amen. Proverbs 17 and 6. Children are a crown to the age, and parents are the pride of their children. And he also read, amen, Proverbs 22 and 6. And it says what we all must do, which is our godly responsibility. Train up a child and should go. Even when he's old, we will not depart from it. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, children. Thank you, children. Do we have any more children in the children's corner? Is there any more kids, children in the children's corner? You may come forth at this time. If there's any more, let me check my corn here. Do we have any more children on the line? Any more children? Because we are calling out for the children, I have the corn open for anyone. Have any noise in their background? Would you please mute your phone? Please mute your phone if you can hear me. But I have the phone open because I want to hear all the children if they be in it. Any more children? Amen, amen. So we thank the Lord for the children that has come forth. Amen, amen. Now we'll move on to the seniors on the line. Who all do we have on the line this afternoon? You may present yourself and you may introduce yourself. Amen.
Okay. Peggy Barnes.
Peggy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God for you.
Okay.
Good morning, Elsa.
Sister Brenda Mayo.
Sister Brenda. Amen, amen. I know Sister Peggy got some obligation at this time, so I'm going to ask her to go ahead on and make her presentation right now.
I'm kind of handicapped right this minute, but anyway, kind of thinking about, I can't think of a song right now.
Okay, they'll come back.
I'm looking at my book and my phone then.
Yes, ma'am. We'll come back to you.
It's
all right. We'll come back to you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brenda Mim, would you like to make your presentation at this time?
Yes. Hallelujah to the highest praise. Hallelujah to the name of God, Lord. We thank you once again, Lord, that we're able to come to your throne of grace, Lord, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We just thank you today, Father. Thank you for each and every day, Lord, that we open our eyes, Lord. In the name of your Son, Father, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you for watching over us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for doing what you doing what you do in our lives, Lord, that lead us and guide us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word, Father. We just thank you, Lord. And help us to understand the word as it comes forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, always for healing, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father. We thank you for healing for those that are in need of a healing, Lord. We just thank you that you keep us continuously covered in the blood, Father, with so much going on. Thank you for protecting us, Father, in the name of Jesus in these days and times, Lord. We just thank you for being in the midst, Father, in the name of Jesus. On his line, Father, you said where two or three are gathered, Father, there you are. In the midst, Lord, and we just thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just for watching over the children. We thank you for the little children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the parents continue to put Christ in their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Because it's always good to hear from the children, Father, as they sing, Lord, and bring the word, Father. in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let not our heart be troubled about anything, Father, because we know you are there to take care of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take care of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your children, Father. The one you made and created in your own image, Father. We just thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as we go through these trials and tribulations and these days and times, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you revealed it in the beginning of time, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We just thank you, Lord, once again for protecting us from all danger and all harm, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for watching over all our homes, Lord, all homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, keeping it covered in the blood, Father, inside and out, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, once again for your angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Father. We're going to keep on thanking and praising you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for that shining light, Father, always, Lord, that you shine down upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and help us to spread the gospel, Father, to each and every one, Father, that wants to hear, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, always being there for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Just for watching over, Lord, the homeless, Lord. Feed them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Clothe them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for watching over all the hospitals, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Thanking you and praising you, Father. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Father. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless your holy name, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a fresh new anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the journey, Lord. Once again, we thank you for the plan that you have on our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Can't thank you enough, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for putting your hands on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sometime, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we may do the wrong thing and say the wrong thing, but you, thank you, Lord, for having a forgiving heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to forgive, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus to love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And once again, Lord, help us to not judge one another, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, when we're going through our moments in life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, where are you, Father, in the name of Jesus? But that's only because we are in the flesh, Father. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, for patience, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for obedience, Father, in the name of Jesus, and help us to do it the way you want it done, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord. We're going to keep on praising, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for my pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, he's been healed from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on his line, Father, for whatever they may be going through in their lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are there to see them through it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you. We lift up the bereaved families, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you're there to see them through their situation at hand, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And yes, Lord, I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Minister
okay.
Grant.
Thank you. I'm ready.
Come
for the piggy. I was trying to find a song. I misplaced my songbook, but I want to think. I wanted to talk to the kids, you know, and we want them to know that they can always turn to the Lord. Whatever happened in their lives, don't ever say you're going to stop. You're going to keep on trusting and praising God. And I found this little song. It says, falling in love with Jesus. We fall in love with Jesus over and over again. God is a good God. And I'm going to sing a couple of verses of this song. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms I've never been disconnected. In his arms I feel protected. There is no place I'd rather be. There is no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best place I ever done. Yes, the best place I ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms I've never been disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. It was the best thing I ever done. It was the best thing I ever done. There is no place I'd rather be. Yes. There is no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. Yes. It was the best thing I ever done. Thank you.
Amen.
Bless his name. Thank you, Lord.
It was the best thing ever done.
And mother, I want to say this. I want to say a couple of words. I was just thinking about where I used to be at. I was so depressed for years and years and years and years. And one day I met this young man. He wasn't that young, but I met him, and he invited me to church. And I tell you, I went to the church, and then the day I got there, the pastor just got the guitar. He played the guitar a while, and he put the guitar down, and he got the scripture. He got the Bible, and he read that scripture, Hebrews 12 and 14. It says, follow peace with all men. Holiness without holiness, no man can see the Lord. So I praise God how that scripture caught me that night, and I never will forget that. And I praise the Lord. God is just so good. And I tell you, I went to the church, and I tell you, the depression, it was, eventually, the depression went away. So I just thank God how he brought me out. I fell in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I fell in love with Jesus, and I tell you, I praise God. And pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Something got a hold on me. Oh, yes. God of hope, something God of hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That song just popped up.
Yeah.
I
said,
all the words. That just popped up. Spirit. I just had to let it out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit.
Identify. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank right. You, Lord. We're going to ask the second. Will children come to the home? Yet Bree texted me and said that her phone was acting up. Wherever she's at, she must be in a area where her phone can't receive the service. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. So, any more children before we ask for the next adult man to go to sell? Do we have any more adults?
Yes. Sister Smith. Regina Smith.
Come forward, Mother Regina.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm glad to be able to be on the line tonight. I wasn't able to get on last week, but I thank the Lord that I'm on tonight. I enjoyed the children. And I am just thankful. Thank the Lord for this day. And like the other sister was talking about the scripture that the preacher had preached, had spoke that night. And I know the Lord, he spoke to me one evening, and I was so worried about something. I don't know what it was right now, but I was just, so worried. And I remember he gave me this scripture, Matthew, the 11th chapter, and the 28th and the 29th. They come unto me, all ye who are weary and laid heavy burden. And I will give you rest. All of you, I yoke upon you and learn of me, because I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is and my burden is light. And I just had given me such a peace, and I just thank the Lord for it. Yeah. Every day, all in an uproar and all upset about that. And I just thank the Lord for peace. For the
Amen.
Peace that he gave me from that scripture that evening when I was just so upset about something. And so, you know, we have to thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to, I have songs in my heart, but I can't sing them, you know, that good. But I love the song about Walk With Me. Lord, please walk with me. While I'm on this journey, please walk with me. You walk with my mother. The Lord, please walk with me. As I journey, oh, Lord, please walk with me. Keep me, Father God. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this time of the evening. I thank you for everyone that's on the line listening, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we be able to get on. Oh, thank you, God, for keeping us, seeing for us, Lord Jesus, when we can't see for ourselves. Amen. Oh, for touching our bodies, Lord Jesus, with your healing hand. And, Father God, I just thank you because up there in the first part of the week, I wasn't even hardly able to walk. But that nerve that's back my hip and everything, I had to go here and get 2 shots in my hip. And, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for your grace and for your mercy, Father God. I just thank you. But you are so good to us, Father
Amen.
God. So merciful, Lord. I love you, and I thank you because you loved us first, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience, your goodness, Father. Oh, Lord, mercy on us, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Father God, for all our families, Lord, our children. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just keep praying for them, Father God, to come. They was raised in church, Lord. We just praying for them to come back to church, Lord Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, my grandchildren, Lord, all of my grandchildren and great-grand, Lord. Oh, Father God. Lord, I know they know you, Father God, but they are straight. But, Lord, I'm praying that they'll come back. I won't give up on them. I will keep praying for them.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I will keep praying for them to come on back to Jesus. Come on back. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And I love all of you, and I thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. And praise God. Thank you, Mother. Glory, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, God, the scripture came to me that, oh, in Jeremiah, where he said, I'm married to the backslider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And I'll return unto you. He said, and I'll save you and your children and your children. So we declare them in the name of Jesus. We declare them safe in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. We pray. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. And amen. Amen. Zalisa is here. And amen, amen, and she wants to participate on the service this evening. So what you going to do for us, baby?
Say the All for Prayers.
Okay, come for it.
Give us this day.
How will be thy name?
Shall be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come. That will be the old earth.
Give us in heaven.
Daily bread, and forgive us our debts.
And we forgive our debts.
It is not into temptation, but of power.
But deliver us.
From evil.
Mm-hmm.
But the God is the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And power.
And the glory. Forever. Amen.
Amen. And she's doing well by herself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for Zalise. Now, what song you want to sing?
I
was going to say, yeah. Oh. No, you can't. Thank you so much. I just give a little light of mine.
This little light of mine. I got
light.
I was a little light of mine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Mother's prayer must have prompted her to want to participate. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, we're going to move on
amen.
And ask who else to come to mind. Extra amen that would like to make a presentation.
Minister Lionel Johnson.
Minister. Yeah, come forward. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen, church. God bless you all as well. Church, tonight's program is honoring your father and mother.
Yes.
Children, gather around. I will piggyback a little bit off of what Sister Zeta did in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, verse 20 through 22, and it reads as thus, my son, and that also means girls too, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my saints.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all of their flesh. Church, everyone knows the value of good advice. Listening to those who are wiser than we are gives us the benefit of the hard-won experience. Growing up, getting along with others, and holding a job, all would be impossible without guidance from folks who have been there before us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will pray for the children and also for us. Father God, we just want to come to you tonight, first of all, to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank you for last night's rest. Thank you for all that went on today. And Lord God, you put in our responsibility the children, our blessed future. And Father God, let us pass on good knowledge to the children.
Amen.
We may bless them with our experience, Father God, to keep their feet on the right path. Please, Lord, help us, grandmothers, grandfathers, fathers and mothers, uncles and aunts. Help us, Lord, to be a light to the children.
Amen.
And Master,
yes.
Let them know that there is no God but you. Whatever else we try to teach them, let them know without a shadow of a doubt, you are the only true and living God. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' holy and mighty name. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, who else do we have that would like to make a presentation at this time? Okay, then we have another adult on the line that would like to make a presentation at this time. Amen. I was trying to make sure I got the cone all open so I don't miss anyone. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank the Lord for everyone. Amen, that has participated. Amen, amen. We have a lot of silent listeners out there this evening, and we're so grateful. Amen, 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 amen. And we just thank God for each and every one that everything that has transpired. Father God, we just thank you. We love you, and we just bless you, dear God. We bless you, God. We just ask that you, dear God, oh, God, to continue, God, to, oh, God, to draw our children closer, draw them closer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Don't open, Father God, our prayer, oh, God, and they come to you, oh, God, speedily, oh, God, in a hurry, oh, God, that they will make up their mind and come, oh, Father God, that, oh, God, may see the manifestation, oh, God, while we are still amongst the land of the living, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, but nevertheless, oh, God, we will not go back on your promise, God. We know what you're promising. We know that it shall be. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. Based on the scriptures that I read, amen, and I just want to say that one of the greatest responsibilities of parents is to encourage their children to become wise.
Yeah.
Solomon tells how his father, David, encouraged him to seek wisdom when he was young. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. That's found in 1 Kings 29, in 1 Chronicles 28-29. For David charged to his son. This encouragement may have prompted Solomon to act for understanding mind above anything else. Amen, amen. We know the story. Amen.
Amen.
When he was told to ask for the desires of his heart. Amen. What did he ask for? Amen, amen. He asked for wisdom in order to lead God's people. Amen, 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 amen. And we want to train up our children, amen, that they will have a mind, amen, amen, to not only think of themselves, amen, but think of what I can do to help somebody else. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 1 Kings 3:9. Wisdom can be passed from parent to children, from generation
Amen.
To generation. Uh-huh. Ultimately, of course, all wisdom comes from God. Parents can only urge their children to turn to them. Uh-huh. Amen, 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 amen. We that's our responsibility is to urge them. Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that if your parents never taught in this way, you can learn from the scripture and then create a legacy of wisdom as you teach your own children. We know a lot of children, amen, amen, that was raised up in homes where they didn't have it wasn't raised up in a Christian home. Amen, amen. But, amen, amen. But somebody told them, amen, amen, about the Bible, amen, and they taught the scriptures for themselves. Amen, amen, amen. So then, amen. The own children, then we read, amen, train up a child. One of the little things said, train up a child in the way that he should go.
Amen.
And we told him we're not the part. And that's another part of our responsibility. We would like to encourage all of our young children. Amen, amen, amen. And we as mothers, we may be elderly now, but I'm sure that there were times, I know in my life, there was time, amen, I didn't always give advice to my children. Amen, amen. Because I wasn't stable in the Lord myself. Amen, amen. But when I came, amen, to understand my responsibility as a mother, amen,
amen,
amen. I tell you, I began to search the scripture. I began to train up my children in the way that they should go. Amen.
Amen.
And grandchildren need to. Amen. And we just pray, our prayer is that they will turn to the Lord. Turn
yes.
to the Lord. Like so many have said on this afternoon. Amen. Jesus is standing with outstretched hands. Amen. We are looking for happiness. We're looking for love and peace and contentment all in all the wrong places. Amen. Amen. I was reading, it was saying that we come with a board. We come with a board, amen, like in the shape of a heart. They had those instructions there and said that the only God can feel that. Only God can feel that board that is there. And I thought back I thought the longing that I had in my soul. I had a longing for something that just wouldn't satisfy. Amen, until I found Jesus. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
when I really made up my mind to accept the Lord and see, amen, amen, I done tried this and I done tried that, and there was no peace, love, and happiness. So I decided to try Jesus. Amen, and ever since that day, amen, at the age of 27, amen, amen, he's still that boy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I just thank
mm-hmm.
God that is our desire, amen, that our children, grandchildren, our all offspring, even our neighbors, if the whole community
say,
you know, that's our prayer. Amen, amen. It goes all the way back to what Jesus said. How much shun on this day? He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Amen.
Good works. Yes.
Father. So we have to continue. Hallelujah. We continue to walk. Amen, amen. Walk, talk, and live. Amen, amen. As we represent Christ. As we represent him in our attitude, in our ways, in our actions, someone will catch on. Someone will see. Hallelujah. They will see that there's a difference, and they will want to come on. So let us continue to let us, as adults and or senior citizens, elderly, let us be encouraged to not be weary in well-doing. Amen.
Yes.
House. I done done all. I don't know nothing else to do. No, we don't know nothing to do. We can't. We ain't never knew nothing to do. But we were led by the Spirit. Amen. And we'll just keep on. It would lead us into what to say, into how to act. Amen. Amen. That we save us light in this dying world. Father God, we thank you once again. We thank you for all that have come and shared, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, that I continue to pray for my husband, oh Father God, the weather changes and he kind of get a little change in his voice. I've been kind of coughing the week and all, but God is good. God is so good. He allowed me to. Amen. Yes. To talk on the evening, and I'm just so grateful to him for that, because he has given me an obligation, and I have a mind to fulfill it with all every fiber of my being. Amen. And we're going to cut off now. Our time has run out. Amen. So we're going to ask you all to go with God's blessing. Lord bless you. Come back next week. We will be back next week. The Lord coming. Amen, amen. Thank you all. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. We could not do this without you. Amen, amen. We love you. We love
God
you.
Bless
you. Ask you all to just come on one another, leave the calm, but not
love
the presence
God
of God. Amen, amen. Love you all. God bless
you.
Love you too.
Love
you too. Love you more. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night, everybody. Bless your heart. They listen to everything tonight. Praise God. Praise God for our children.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all, and I love you all, as always.
Love you, too. Good
night. Love you. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello? Ooh, that said good night. I'm gonna call you. Love you. Love you all.